Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It is 7:15. It's going to be hot. Highs of 90 today, 90 tomorrow, 90 Friday. Then lower 90s to mid-90s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But I guess the good news is all the way really through next Tuesday, dry and no chance for showers. But some could look at that as bad news as well. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking you, would you support paying more in taxes to fix our roads and bridges? 71% are saying no. A text comes in and says, pay more. We already pay some of the highest taxes in the country. No way. Somebody else texted in with the succinct, screw that. We already pay enough damned taxes. And, you know, I'm a fiscal conservative. Libertarian, basically, is what I am. However, I do think there's a case to be made that prices go up with inflation and things continue to break as they get older. And I don't know where that money's supposed to come from. Steve Carter is our guest, Louisiana State Representative, who thinks that we should perhaps have an infrastructure special session. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you today, sir?
I'm well, and you?
I'm doing phenomenal.
All right. Are you
thanks
a
for having me on.
Thank you, sir. Are you a tax and spend guy? Tax, 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 spend, spend, spend?
I don't think I am, but, you know, in order to try to make things better for the citizens of our state, we've got to find some way, because it's been 30 years since we've increased our gasoline tax, and our infrastructure is crumbling. There are bridges in North Louisiana that are being closed by the day. We don't have the money to repair them. We've got to do something, and the only way I know to do it is, you know, what's interesting about it, Tommy, is you know how much we pay approximately right now? Of course, it depends on how much you use. On gasoline tax annually, I know I pay about $150 a year. Mm-hmm. That's it. The other day, I spent $4,300 on my tradition fund to LSU Athletic Department just to give me the right to purchase tickets. So, I mean, if you try to compare it, it's a bargain to drive on our roads, but they're crumbling. We don't have the dollars to fix them.
I should point out that you're a Republican, and I was tongue in cheek asking if you were tax, 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 spend,
yes,
spend, spend. But to go into what I said earlier, and again, I'm very conservative fiscally, but also I'm pragmatic, and I don't think that it's really accurate to think that you can never have to pay more taxes in light of inflation, in light of the fact that as things get older, more and more break.
Yes, sir. You made a very good point. You made my point, and I appreciate you saying that. You know, you're right. I am a Republican, but also try to do the right thing. And it's just a shame to see what's taking place with our infrastructure. The other day, they had to close a portion of the Intercoastal Canal here in Baton Rouge, which is over where Dow operates. It's by Brule, and they closed it. And a guy had to make a delivery, and he could see where he had to deliver it, but he couldn't get there. So he had to go all the way around the Sunshine Bridge on I-10 over the new bridge to Port Allen. Is that right? I don't think so. We've got to find a way to solve those types of problems for our citizens.
So what are you proposing here?
Well, obviously it's an election year, and obviously it's very difficult to try to get people to step up to the plate and pass a tax. We heard the bill in Ways and Means the other day, and trying to be considerate and kind of you know, my people that I work with in the legislature, I had to defer the bill. We just didn't have enough time to get it through the system. But what we were proposing was a phase-in of an 18-cent gasoline tax. We'd pay 6 cents starting next year, and every other year we'd add 2 cents to it. But the key to the thing, Tommy, is that right now the Transportation Trust Fund, where your gasoline tax dollars go into, is used by the Department of Transportation not only for infrastructure, but also for salaries, benefits, et cetera, et cetera. That's not right either. So what we've tried to do was to take the new gasoline tax and put it into a sub fund. They call it a lockbox. And it was limited because 2 years ago they established this sub fund that can only be used for new construction or preservation, say brick and mortar. It can't be used for anything else. I think that's healthy and good. And it also would take of your 16-cent gasoline tax over a five-year, six-year period, phase out 8 cents of that. That's the operating expenses for DOTD, and put that into the locked box, which would mean the DOTD would be lean and mean. If they had to come and get additional dollars, that have to come to appropriations where they would be appropriated the dollars to operate their department. I think that's the right thing to do also.
I have a ton of texts coming in, Representative, and I would like to run them by you when we come back. Steve Carter's our guest, Louisiana State Representative. He is a Republican. He wants to have a special session on infrastructure and raise some money to fix the crumbling roads, bridges, et cetera, in the state. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking you, would you support paying more in taxes to fix our roads and bridges? And as it stands now, those of you logging on to WWL.com, about, oh, I don't know, 70% or so of you are saying absolutely not. You would not pay any new taxes. 720 traffic now, WWL. 725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you go to WWL.com, one of the headlines you'll see is Kraft trial postponed while prosecutors appeal video ruling, and that concerns that ugliness with Bob Kraft and the massage parlor in Florida. We're talking about infrastructure. Steve Carter, our guest, Louisiana State Representative, who's thinking maybe a special session to deal with infrastructure, I guess how bad it is in the state, and then fixing it would be a good idea. Representative, I can tell you this from the text I see coming in here, you're swimming upstream.
Yes, sir, I know that. But let me just say this. That's what's good about being in a state legislature. I enjoy it. I try to do the right things. I try to present situations that will allow people to have discussions. And that's why I appreciate you letting me be on this show to discuss the fact that I'm frustrated with it. We've tried to do it for a number of years. It has not passed. So therefore, I'm challenging this, as we all know, is a year to elect or select possibly a new governor. I'm challenging those that are in the race to at least the whoever gets elected, the first item that they need to address is possibly a special session to discuss our infrastructure problems. If we don't do it fairly quick, see, I can only do it every other year, meaning that it's a fiscal year this year, but it's an election year. 2 years from now, I can try to pass the tax again. So I only have two chances. One chance is out because it's an election year. So I'm suggesting that the new governor have this as a high priority to try to solve our infrastructure problem. I realize that people don't want to pay taxes. I know that. But some way, somehow, I don't know another solution. If you can give me another solution to solve the problem, we'll work on it. But we've got a $14 billion backlog. How are we going to solve that? How are we going to solve getting a new bridge in Lake Charles? How are we going to solve getting a new bridge in Baton Rouge? People don't come through Baton Rouge right now because it may be, it's a crapshoot. They may get through here in 15 minutes, and they may get through in 2 hours. I know I'm talking a lot, and I apologize.
No, don't be.
I'm passionate about it.
Let me tell you a couple of things.
I'm passionate about it, and I'm willing to discuss things like this, and I really appreciate you having me on your show.
First of all, I appreciate your passion. Secondly, when I mentioned swimming against the stream, I didn't mean that pejoratively at all. Whether you agree with what you're saying or not, that's what leaders do. A long time politician, I won't mention his name, said there are two types of politicians. Some lead and some wait to see which way the crowd is going and then get in the front and call themselves a leader. And, you know, that's the case. You said in 2 years you could bring this up. And just in terms of practically speaking, if it happens 2 years from now, there's going to be a lot more stuff broken and corroding that needs fixing, would there not?
Absolutely, and not only that, but the cost goes up. So, I mean, we're in a dilemma, and I don't want to raise taxes. I just don't have a solution. You know, I'm be honest with you, as a Republican, I'll do anything. I'll toll. I'll do public-private partnership. I'll do whatever it takes to solve the problem. But the problem I have is people are always talking about, well, let's discuss this or let's discuss that. Oh, let's put it off because we have to have an environmental, you know, study or do this or that. I'm frustrated with all of that. Let's act. Let's make it happen. The citizens deserve it, and I don't know any other way to solve the problem other than possibly a gasoline tax.
The House.
There are other ways to solve the problem. You know, a lot of people think we have an awful lot of money up here, which we do, and we have surpluses, which we don't. We have a lot of needs in this state. This is not a rich state. This is a poor state. We need to help as many people as we can. Is our priority infrastructure? Is our priority higher education? Is our priority, you know, health reform? Is our priority, one of my passions is early childhood. But, of course, it takes money. So we just have to prioritize where we are. And I'm trying to challenge whoever the next governor is to have this as a priority, call a special session, and attempt to solve the problem.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. I hope you'll come back on.
Yes, sir. Anytime, call me. Thank you, sir. Have
you
a great
bet.
Day.
You too, sir. Representative Steve Carter. So you heard the passion in his voice. I'm going to tell you what. This is just my theory, and there's no reflection on Representative Carter at all. But I think it's unrealistic to think that every dollar that you pay in taxes is going to be spent responsibly. That's not the way it works. That is the political process, whether you like it or not. I refer to it as shrinkage, like in the retail industry where they figure the employees are going to steal so much is going to be shoplifted, and you got to factor that in. That being said, I don't know what the answer is. It all comes down to this text. Until they, the legislature, prove they can be responsible with what they got, they don't get any more. I get that, but the roads continue to deteriorate. More when we come back right now. Time for WWL First News with David Blake.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.